Hello. I've not done one of these in ages. A little post-gig audio boo, post-match analysis of the comedy. Just done a gig in Kingston, driving back now. And tonight's gig, there were two birthday parties in. And tonight's audio boo will focus on just one of them, because I'm kind of a natural introvert, which means when I see people who are a little bit extroverted, I know it's a prejudice, but I just automatically don't like them. So, earlier on, I'm waiting backstage for the start of the gig, and you can see people walking in. And a woman walks in with a balloon attached to her wrist, helium balloon, that says, "Happy 30th birthday!" And she's got a badge that's the size of a clock face, with little LEDs flashing on it that says, "Happy 30th!" And she's wearing a sash that goes from shoulder to waist and wrap around the waist, saying, "Happy birthday!" And you look at her and you think, it might be her birthday. I don't want to get Columbo about it, but the signs are there. If you're skilled in body language, you look at her and you're thinking, there's a birthday going on. It's either a birthday or she wanted to get a free dessert at TGI Fridays or whatever they give you. But it wasn't that, actually, because her friends had bought her a cake. Who brings a birthday cake to a comedy gig? It just seems a little bit much. So anyway, they're all attention-seeking, all kind of, oh, hello, pay attention to me, look at me, oh, we've got cake, oh, birthday cake, oh. And it's a horrible moment where you look at someone celebrating their 30th birthday loudly, and you look at them and think, oh, kids these days, oh, how old did I feel that you look at, oh, you youngsters with your 30th birthdays, ouch. Well, that hurt. And they were loud and attention seeking, and the woman threw up in the interval, which I assume is probably because of the cake. Don't bring a cake to a comedy gig, or the alcohol. I'm hoping it's not because of my jokes, because, you know, they're not that bad, are they? That? And they're not that bad, they're not bad. But yes, I didn't see how they arrived. They were just the kind of group where you'd assume they arrived in some rented limo. Pay attention to me, I'm in a limo, ah, everyone thinks I'm classy. No one thinks you're classy. If you turn up in like a white limo, or a pink limo, is even worse. Because a black limo's got set. People drive in black limos if they're heads of states. You know, you could be some dignitary in a black limo. The pink limo has never been used for any official business in that capacity. Someone sees a pink limo and they know. No one sees it and thinks, oh, I didn't realise San Francisco had its own consulate. People know what's happening. It's a bunch of drunks going, oh, pay attention to me, pay attention to me, ah! And then I realised, I can't actually, like, berate people for one, for being attention seekers when I'm just about to walk on stage and tell jokes for 20 minutes. So so that was my evening. It was a good fun one, and hope you have a good night and all that. I'll speak to you soon. Bye.